What they've done is they've actually set up a number of hubs in these rural villages, and these hubs actually facilitate consumption. So the community members can actually use these hubs to order things online. They don't even need to have a computer. They don't even need to have internet access. But they would be able to go to these hubs, browse through a hard copy catalog. They would tell them what are the products available on, you know, various stores on Alibaba's platform. The prices would be there, and they would just point it out to someone who's a customer service person behind a desk, and that person would actually place the order on their behalf. The second element is that Alibaba actually helps them and brings them to the market. So it provides a bridge, basically, to link them to the rest of China, essentially. And what they do in this regard is they would actually help connect these villages with the relevant government authorities. They would help them set up e-commerce associations within those communities to actually provide training and basically give them the know-how on how to operate online stores. And when that happens, they've already provided them a fairly mature platform on Taobao for them to basically put their stuff online to sell.
Give me an example, or give me some examples of the kind of commerce that is now possible.
The things that would be sold in these villages can sometimes seem entirely random. There's no connection to any local competitive advantages. There's no connection to, you know, local capabilities at all. Like, I've been to this village, and they've established a reputation for selling flat pack furniture like what you have at IKEA. Now, this village had no history prior to being a Taobao village. They had no history in furniture making. But what happened was that someone just went to an IKEA in the city, looked at what they were doing, and they decided, hey, you know, this looks actually fairly easy. I could do this too. And he started it. And when he started it, he started selling these flat pack furniture on Taobao, achieved some measure of success because he was one of the first. Now, if you think about a development like this, flat pack furniture making was happening in an area with no inherent advantages. There was another village that I went to where an entrepreneur used to sell buns, right? Like bread, right? Buns. But one day he just chanced upon an opportunity to produce camping equipment or outdoor equipment in conjunction with a local factory. So today he's actually the third ranked outdoor equipment brand on Alibaba's Taobao platform.
Why is Alibaba pushing this project in rural China?
I think the main issue that confronts Alibaba is that internet penetration in China, especially in the developed areas, it's plateauing, and they actually recognize that. So basically, they're actually seeking to, you know, just sort of supercharge their growth and you know, create the next step shift increase in their revenue and their, you know, in the transactions that they're facilitating. Actually, this is a challenge that is commonly faced by a lot of other e-commerce giants across the globe as well. You know, if you look at Amazon, if you look at eBay, if you look at developed areas, right, internet penetration has reached sufficient maturity. And Alibaba recognized that, and that's also a phenomenon that is being reflected in China as well. So Alibaba recognizes that, you know, their opportunities in the developed markets could plateau and could become increasingly saturated. So because of that, they've decided that, you know, the rural areas, the undeveloped areas, reaching out to the previously digitally excluded, that would be a way actually to continue their growth.
This must be having a significant impact on China's economic development.
It is, because it's bringing increased standards of living to the rural areas. Everyone says that China's standard of living is rapidly increasing. There's a really, really rapidly growing middle class. But that hasn't extended to the rural areas that much. So rural areas still face the usual problems because of their location, problems of, you know, lack of education, lack of disposable income. Most of what they do, industries are pretty much, you know, off the subsistence nature. So what we're seeing in terms of economic development is that we're seeing industrialization in the rural areas.
What impact, if any, is this kind of development and the pace of this development likely to have on China's business relations with foreign countries like Australia?
Well, What it means is that, you know, we already know that China has the largest consumer market in the world. In terms of pure numbers of consumers, they have the most. And what this just means is that it's opening up even the market even further. So right now, it's not just access to the large cities, it's access to the rural areas as well. And if you think about it, it's actually a very scary thing, because previously the developed areas would be all along the coasts. Right now, with infrastructural developments that are happening there, and actually the means to connect to Australian or foreign businesses online, you know, the consumer market has just, you know, just grown exponentially just because of, you know, the links that Alibaba has basically created.